Lost. She lived a long time ago in the first house, they say. Her mother's household was in a house called the Red Balconies that used to be in Chukalmas, not far from the hinge of the town. She joined the Finder's Lodge as soon as her middle name, Withy, came to her, and right away she asked to come on a journey they were going to make over to Green Sands on the inland coast. People in the lodge said, "You haven't had enough education yet. People in this lodge go on short trips first, and on long ones after they've had some education." She did not listen, but pleaded to come. They said, "You give us no good reason for changing the way we usually do." On a morning of early summer, a group of the Finders started off for Green Sands. They took no novices along because they wanted to travel fast and cover a good deal of territory. In the evening of that day, Withy was missed in her household. The people of Red Balconies began to look for her after nightfall and to ask about her. A young man who was a novice in the Finder's Lodge said, "Maybe she followed them this morning." Her family said, "Is she crazy then to do something like that?" But in the morning, when she had not come home, they said, "Maybe she did follow them." Some people in her family and her house decided to go that way to look for her. An old man of the Finder's Lodge went with them to show them the way the group would have taken to Green Sands. The young man was of her house, and he came along. When they started climbing up into the hills above Red Grass Creek in the northeast range, he got impatient, thinking that the old man was leading them too slowly. He had been in those hills. He said, "I know the way. I'll look on ahead." The old Finder said, "Stay with the group." But he did not listen. He kept getting farther and farther ahead of the others. Withy had followed the people going to Green Sands, starting an hour or two behind them. She followed the way they went up Antelope Mountain. Where they had turned down Garnet Creek to use the low pass south of Gogmas, she missed the track and went left, on up the mountain, following the trail they had not taken. She thought that if she caught up with them in the valley or in the near hills, they would be angry with her and send her back. But if she did not catch up with them till they were clear outside the valley, though they would be angrier, they would have to take her along with them to the shores of the inland sea, and so she would get the journey she wanted. So she followed the trail up Antelope Mountain and over onto Five Fires Mountain, not going very fast, and when night came she slept by the trail. In the morning she went up to the high pass on Five Fires Mountain and stood there. Behind her the rivers ran to the river. Before her they did not. She thought, "Maybe I should go back now." As she stood there, she thought she heard voices ahead of her, far down the pass, and thought, "I have nearly caught up with them already. All I have to do is follow them." She waited a while and then went on across the pass. Presently the trail divided. She took the East Fork. After she had walked a long way down, that trail divided. This time she took the Northwest Fork, telling herself that she saw the tracks of her people on the trail. She followed one trail and then another, following the tracks of the deer round and about in the chaparral and the hillsides of Chemise. She began to understand what she was doing and tried to go back. Everywhere she looked, there were paths and trails, and on them the tracks of people going uphill and downhill, southeast and northwest. Wherever she looked, she thought the people she was following had gone that way. Instead of going back up to the pass or the ridge so that the land could lead her back into the valley, she followed the deer up onto Eo Mountain, going on and on, not knowing where. The young man, Jade, had learned to follow tracks in the Bay Laurel and the Finder's Lodge, and when he came to Garnet Creek, he looked at the paths and decided that the Green Sands group had gone down the creek, but that she had gone on up the mountain. When the other obsidian people and the old Finder came there, they saw the tracks going down the creek and followed them. Jade kept on the Five Fires Mountain path as long as it was clear, and without forks, over the pass. At the first fork, he took the North Fork. There follows a detailed passage of the paths Jade took and the regions he searched, which would lend credibility to the story for a valley reader, but is tedious to the ignorant foreigner. Late on the second morning of his search, on the far side of Etchcheha Ridge, he saw where she had left pits of dried apricots and plums by the path. Soon after that, he heard a noise far down in the canyon, a big animal moving, and he called her name. The noise stopped, but there was no reply. At sunset, he came out into Haringa Valley. He did not know anything about the Haringa people, and so he tried to keep away from their paths and houses. Where the ground was clear there in the valley, he saw a person running up a big hillside towards the trees, but he could not see clearly in the twilight and did not dare call out. On the far side of that valley, he got into thick underbrush and had to lie down and sleep away the dark. In the morning, he wanted to go home, for he had brought no food with him and had eaten nothing for 2 days. But he saw some good mushrooms, and while he was eating them, he heard noises like a person forcing through brush across the top of that ridge, and he began to follow again, going over the ridge on deer trails. Now they were in the wild country between Haringa and the inland sea. Now they were both lost. She thought she was going back towards the valley of the Knob, but she was going north, then northeast, then east, then north again. He kept following her because now he could hear her talking sometimes far ahead. But when he called, she did not answer. She had gone wild. She would hide in the underbrush for a while and then go on quietly. On the evening of the fourth day, he was passing 2 big bluestone boulders in the open place at the top of a ridge and thought, that would be a good place to sleep. He went to the rocks and saw that Withy was lying asleep between them. He sat down nearby and kept talking softly, saying obsidian Heya so that she would not be afraid when she woke up. She woke and sat between the boulders. He was sitting against one of them. They were under the evening star. She said, you've come for me. He said, yes, I've been following you. She kept looking at him from the side of her eyes. She tried to get away from him, running away, but she stumbled, and he caught her. She kept saying, oh, please don't kill me. Oh, please don't hurt me. He said, don't you know me? I'm your brother Jade from Carved Branch House. She did not listen. She thought he was a bear. When he spoke, she thought he was the bear man and began to cry and beg him for food. He said, I haven't got any food. But as he spoke, he saw that a tree growing up from between the boulders was a cherry, and its fruit was ripe. They gathered cherries, and they both ate. They ate till they were drunk with eating after fasting. They lay down together between the boulders. It seemed to them that the boulders pressed them together. They lay there together until she woke under the morning star. She looked at him and saw that it was not the bear man, but her brother. She got up and ran away, leaving him asleep between the rocks. It was a rocky ridge with deer trails going through the open chaparral and wild lilac. She went without going anywhere, walking and running. She came around a big stack of brown rocks and came face to face with a bear. She said to the bear, you've come for me. She put her arms around the bear and pressed herself to it. The bear was frightened and tore at her face with his claws to get free and ran away. When Jade woke up and found Withy not there, he was frightened at what they had done. He did not call to her, or wait for her, or try to follow her, but set off down the ridge westward. He did not know where he was, but he got to a place where he could see Amakulkan, and guided himself by that, and after 2 more days he came down Chumo Creek to Chumo, and across the valley to Chuckalmas. He said to the people there, I did not find Withy. She must be lost. He said he had gone east of Haringa and north of Totsam and had found no trace of her. The obsidian people who had gone looking for her had come back 2 days earlier. They had not been able to catch up with the people going to Green Sands. For a month, then, her people waited for them to come back from Green Sands. When they came back without her, knowing nothing of her, her mother said the going westward to the sunrise songs should be sung for her. But her father said, I do not think she is dead. Wait a while. So they waited. The finders went to Haringa and Totsam, and through that wild country, asking the pig people and other people who hunted there if they would watch for the lost girl, but there was no word of her. In late autumn, near the time of the grass, when the lodge rejoining had been built, in the rain in the evening, a person came into Chuckalmas, walking between the houses. It was like a dried corpse, naked and dark, with hair behind but skull in front, and half a face. It walked to the obsidian Hayamas and climbed the roof and called down the entrance, Bear, come out! They all came out of the Hayamas. Jade was with them. When he saw the half-faced girl, he began to scream and fell down screaming. Someone said, "That is Withy." People ran to bring her family from the lodge rejoining, where they had been singing for her, and they took her home to Red Balconies. At first she was crazy, but after a month at home, Withy could speak and behave responsibly. She said she did not remember what had happened, but once she said, "When Jade found me." They asked what she meant, and she did not answer. But Jade heard of this, and he went to the Hayamas and talked to people there, telling them a true account. Then he left Chuckalmas and went up on the mountain to the springs, and then went to live in the lower valley. He lived outside of Tachas Tochas as a forest-living person. He did not dance and did not enter his Hayamas. At the time of the moon dancing, he always went up into the southwest ranges. One time he did not come back. Withy lived in Chuckalmas until she was old. She wore a mask outside the house to hide her face from children. Note, although the story is a typical cautionary tale, there is some evidence for its having actually happened. The circumstantial details are unusually precise, and people in the obsidian of Chuckalmas identified themselves as descendants of the families of Withy and Jade.